Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media, hopping on last minute to talk about a bit of breaking news. Ben Wickler announcing that he will not seek re-election as the Wisconsin State Democratic Party chair, opening up an avenue for some other leaders to emerge. Of course, the prognostication becoming, what is Ben going to do next? Who's going to lead the party? How are they going to lead it? How do they help galvanize Wisconsin Dems and independent voters and swing voters? Quite a moment for Democrats, liberals, and progressives. And that brings me to Governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer yesterday, in case you missed it, was in the Oval Office with Donald Trump. Now, in the last, I would say, about month or so, with additional focus in the last week, Gretchen Whitmer has been trying to thread quite a needle on tariffs. Now, let's just take a pause for a second. I'm going to address tariffs just in philosophical form for a moment, because I don't want anybody to be confused about my position on tariffs. Maggie's position, me personally, is that laser-focused tariffs are quite important in certain industries or sectors to ensure that U.S. businesses are competing on a fair basis with international competitors. Joe Biden has used them, Democrats have used them, Republicans have used them. Tariffs remain an important tool, a scalpel, if you will, a tool of precision in ensuring economic growth and, again, fair competition for U.S.-based companies. I do not believe that Donald Trump's completely blunderbuss, gosh knows what the hell he's doing approach is anything anybody can stand behind. But Gretchen Whitmer's essentially trying to make that similar point that I just made without directly criticizing Donald Trump. Now, you all may be thinking, Gretchen Whitmer, she's this great Democratic governor. Wasn't that the lady that they tried to kidnap? Yeah, that's her. Why on God's green earth would Gretchen Whitmer want to be in the Oval Office with Donald Trump? Well, the answer is fairly self-evident if you zoom back out again. Gretchen Whitmer has presidential aspirations. She is largely assumed by most folks that tend to watch this kind of thing that she is going to run for president in 2028. So what does that mean? She's going to have to court some of Donald Trump's voters, arguably. It's certainly going to have to court swing voters in her home state of Michigan, places like Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, etc. Well, when you look at especially Michigan, what is Michigan known for? The auto industry. And so Gretchen Whitmer's tiptoeing through the minefield of tariff policy and her reticence at criticizing Donald Trump directly is in part a reflection of the fact that she will need folks that work in auto manufacturing in her home state of Michigan if she wishes to make a even semi-salient run for president in 2028. Again, this to me is an interesting sort of bookend to our discussion about Ben Wickler, and that is watching how people who have held one role within the political arena, Ben as a state chair, helping to architect statewide wins to the tune of 12 out of 15 while Ben was chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. The question, of course, is how does someone that is doing that job then move to some other elected office successfully to run? Not help others run, not help fundraising for other people run. How does Ben do that? And likewise, there's always a question when someone who has been successful within their state wants to take that big, huge step up onto a national platform and potentially take a run at a presidency. You have to have a bigger tent. You have to have a message that appeals extremely broadly. And that can often be extraordinarily challenging. I'll just say this. Gretchen Whitmer looked like she wanted to teleport herself to anywhere else in the entire Milky Way universe than to be standing there in Donald Trump's office as he lavished all kinds of praise on her. Like, one fast way to alienate your progressive base is to get Donald Trump to lavish praise upon you as he's standing right next to you. The other thing that Donald Trump did while she was there was sign a number of what I'm going to call more Donald Trump draconian crud executive orders. And I'm just going to say this. If you want to be on the national political stage, Governor Whitmer, you've got to be able to anticipate what someone like Donald Trump might do. And that is exploit the fact that you're in the Oval Office with him to put you in a really uncomfortable place, which he did by signing those executive orders with her in the room. It wasn't a good look. I thought it was kind of a disaster. Seems very ham-handed. I don't know how this is going to play out long-term. And I don't know why she said anything in the first place. She could have issued a lot of sort of very generic statements about tariffs, again, being used as a scalpel to help support fair competition for American businesses and industry, but that this wholesale, you know, sort of blunderbuss across the board approach is concerning, and it's concerning for middle class working people in the state of Michigan. She didn't do that. She's gone out more vocally and talked about that. So I wonder if that's a misstep. All of this brings me back to Mr. Wickler. If he's listening out there, one, Ben, congratulations on what I can call one of the most successful terms as a Democratic Party chair. The second thing I want to say to Mr. Wickler is this. I beg of you, friend, if you want to run for statewide office, please spend some time actually trying to run a government department. In some government, maybe the governor's got a spot for you as a cabinet secretary for Governor Evers, or in a local government. But the real experience of making government work for constituents, for residents, with smaller and smaller budgets, a phenomena in nearly every jurisdiction, is something that is invaluable, in this person's opinion, for any elected official. We're going to come back. I got a great special guest coming up next. His name is Dan Cotter. He's a lawyer. We're going to talk about some of the Supreme Court rulings, Donald Trump's attack on the rule of law. This guy even wrote a book about the Supreme Court. You're not going to want to miss it. Coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.